Morning everyone. Just walking to work from Vauxhall Station. There's lots and lots of traffic about today, but it is a beautiful morning, absolutely gorgeous. I'm falling behind a bit on getting my audio diary entries uploaded. Straight on. You have to find a crossing for me. Steady, steady. Steady, Geo. Familiar now, isn't it? Good boy, wait there and forward. Find the middle and forward. Thank you. Yeah, forward behind a little bit, but I'm going to try and keep up doing some kind of update every day or two, but not doing too much else in the hope that I can catch up with myself. I knew that this would probably be the case once I went back to work properly. Yesterday, as I mentioned in my recording at Waterloo Station, was a really good day in terms of Geo's overall behaviour. Find the curb. Good boy. Wait. And forward. He did really, really well, and I'm very, genuinely very proud of him. Today, this morning, we've done the sort of standard route, let's call it, to work, which I did with Becca, and it's the second time of doing it for real. And he's pretty good at it. I would say his spending is tricky. Good boy. Forward. Despite spending after breakfast at home, he's needed to have several stops for both kinds, including finding curbs at quite difficult positions. We managed it was all safe, it's all fine, but just not ideal. He is remembering some of the lines that he missed before, which is good, but he is still inclined to get overly excited in certain parts, particularly where there are trees, and particularly when he's spotted other dogs. His dog distraction is a funny thing, actually, because steady, Geo, steady. Sometimes he'll ignore dogs completely altogether, and that seems to be the case a lot on training. But we've come across a few, not all, not lots of them, but a few. Gonna pop in. Yep, good boy. Find right. Find right. Good boy. On the busy boy. I'm just making this a sort of regular stop before work so he knows in time that he can hang on till this position here. Gonna do busy boy. Geo. Busy boy. So he was speeding along. Come on, busy boy. Busy, busy. It's the Albert Embankment earlier on. And then I discovered that it was for a dog when the other dog started barking at him. And he was extraordinarily excited and quite difficult to get to focus. Had to stop him a couple of times, check him fairly hard. Come on, let's go then, find left. Check him fairly hard, tell him to get on. And he did in the end, but it was a little bit tricky. But anyway, we'll see how he does today with work. It's a little bit less of just sitting on the floor, a little bit more of meetings and stuff. I have every confidence that he will be fine. Find the box, please, mister. Geo? Geo, where's the box? Come on, where's the box? Good boy. Trying to instill this box-finding thing in him. I think the tricky thing for me... Sorry, I was trying to take a picture for the boo at the same time I was talking. The tricky thing for me is that he's been taught to find forward specific ones, but not necessarily to find them in general. And so that's the general bit that I'm trying to get in there, because I go to so many new places that I need him really to be able to find a box, whatever location we get to. Even if there are some false positives, I can live with that. But I'm trying to teach that as a skill and try and reinforce it. So anyway, that's that. We must at work, and we'll report back at another point.